an unnecessary mask. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you instant illumination. An unnecessary mask. Every one of us wear an unnecessary mask far more often than we realize. We go around with thoughtless looks on our face. And that indeed is an unnecessary mask. And these thoughtless looks that we have on our face are where we're sort of maybe being introspective. And our face has sort of a blankness to it. And we are sitting in our chair, we are walking down the street, we are driving the car, and we have this sort of a blankness on our face. Because inside, we are being introspective. Now, we're paying attention to our driving, we're paying attention to the things that we're doing, but we have this blank look on our face. Now that blank look is one where we are unable to be a whole person. And we're unable to express outwardly what we are inwardly, or inwardly what we are outwardly, and yet we are. When we express a blankness on our face, and we are in meditation, what we are doing is we are doing nothing. We are not tuned in to our divine inner self, and we are certainly not tuned in to our human inner self either. We're just blah. And how often have we been in this blah state of consciousness? Perhaps far too often. I look at a lot of people who are in the audience as I'm giving lectures here and there, and they're radiant, their faces are brilliant, they're bright and smiling, and they're thinking their own thoughts, and they're listening to me, and they're being sparkled with all sorts of imagination, and they're just alive. And then there's one or two of them who have this sort of blank look on their face. And I ask him afterwards, I say, "Same, you had sort of a blank look on your face while I was talking. What was going on?" "Well, I was concentrating on what you were saying." I said, "Oh, no, you weren't. You were not concentrating on what I was saying. You were feeling sorry for yourself. You had some inner feeling that was taking you away from everything and making you feel worthless, useless, unimportant." "Oh, come on, Herb. You gave a good talk, and I wouldn't certainly have a feeling like that about any myself when you're giving a talk like you give." And I said, "Oh, yes, you did. And you did because you let one little thought come into your mind that made you pensive, that made you perhaps unhappy. And because you had one little thought, it sort of washed you away, whipped you away from the presence of the group and what we're talking about. Oh, now just think about it. What were you really thinking about? It's none of my business. I'm not checking on you to see what you're thinking about. I'm just checking on you for yourself to see what you're thinking about. So you can realize how often it is that we allow ourselves to be inattentive to the important things. And of course, the important thing I would say would be my talk to you. And that's why you were present in the room. Well, I did have some problems at home. I did have, yes, and that's the place to leave them, at home. When you go somewhere, you take with yourself who you are. Now, what is your real mask? It's not a mask. But what is your real self? Your real self is a radiant, dynamic, loving, gentle, happy, wonderful person. And the mask you put on of emptiness is a mask that you put on because you're sort of looking for a little bit of attention. You're looking for a little bit of, if everybody's laughing and one person isn't, that one person who isn't laughing is getting some attention. Is getting some attention of people saying, "What's wrong with them? What's your problem?" And you see, that's not the kind of attention that we want. The kind of attention that we want is the attention of brilliance, of magic, of wisdom, of happiness. And that kind of attention, wisdom, brilliant, magic, happiness. That can only come when we have our heart tuned into it. And when we have these unnecessary masks that we put on, the mask of feeling sorry for ourselves, or the mask of things are not going just right for us, or other silly things like that, when we do that, then we sort of slow ourselves down from being part of life, being in the flow of the happiness, the joy, the peace, the magic of life. And being in the magic of life is the most wonderful thing in the world. How many people do you see every day? Just how many? Just count them on your fingers. How many people do you see every day who have an unnecessary mask on their face? Who have this blankness about them that makes you look at them and say to yourself, I wonder what their problem is. Not very many. I'll tell you why. You don't see many people with this blank attitude in their mind, their heart, on their face, because you don't have that. You are a dynamic, magic, wonderful, excited, so beautiful being. And it's just a pleasure to be with you, to talk to you. You have things to share. You don't just talk about the mundane things of everyday life. You don't talk about when you went to the bathroom or when you powdered your nose. You talk about the thought you had about the bird sitting on the branch out there. You looked at that bird, and that bird was just sort of twiddling a little bit, and you wondered, oh my goodness, hey bird, you're okay. And then all of a sudden the bird felt your vibration and straightened up and grabbed a hold of the branch properly and started to sing their song brilliantly all day long. Yes, I was filming on the path here the other day, and as I listened to the film back, I heard some birds singing. I hadn't heard the birds singing as I was filming. I was so concentrated on the act of using the video, the camcorder. And as I did that, I thought, my goodness, I wonder how many wonderful sounds, how many wonderful activities are going on in life that I'm missing because I'm so busy with my concentration somewhere else. How wonderful when we can put our concentration on what we really are. We don't need to put those unnecessary masks on. They really accomplish nothing for us, and they fulfill no benefit, fulfill no purpose. And we should, I don't mean we should, but rather than have the unnecessary mask of emptiness, put on a happy face. Because that's who we really are. We really are happy, wonderful, dynamic, positive, excited beings who find life to be the most enchanting thing that could ever come down the pike. The unnecessary mask that is put on by some people is put on because they want help. They're reaching out in their own particular way for help. Now, if we are strong, and if we are wise, and if we are pure in our way, we will not look at the unnecessary mask, but we will shine upon that person our inner love, beauty, unconditional love, and joy. We'll shine upon that person who we are, not who they are at the moment, but who we are. And as we shine upon them, shine upon the world who we are, then we are that all the more. The more that we shine, the more that we are. The more that we give, the more that we are. The more that we feel magic, wonder, beauty, all these lovely things, the more that we are that ourselves. Our life is the opportunity of living and being a giver or being a taker. And if our life is so exciting, so wonderful, so beautiful, we have so much to give, we don't even think about taking anything. We don't want anything from anyone else. We don't want anything from anybody that anyone else owns. We don't want their property. We don't want their mind, their heart. We don't want their wisdom. We have that all within us. And as we recognize this, as we claim this, we find that the magic of life is totally ours. Now, perhaps in the background, you can hear the birds singing. I hear them now, singing their lovely song of morning, saying, "It's a great day, isn't it?" And I say, "Yes, Mr. Bird, it's a great day. You just sing there all you like and know that I am delighted." But I created you doing that. A few minutes ago I spoke about it, and I created you doing that. Everything in my world I create because I do not have any unnecessary masks, and I don't see any unnecessary masks anywhere in the world, because I love me totally, wonderfully, fantastically. Yes, I'm walking up the side of the mountain right now, and you can hear me puffing a little bit, and that's wonderful, but I feel so good. I walk these mountain paths once, twice, three times a day, as often as I can. Each time it's about 3 miles, and I feel super, and I feel glorious, and I feel wonderful, and the world is wonderful, and I love you. Have a great day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.